Hello and welcome back to another edition of the We and Me podcast. Thanks for joining us. This episode's going to be a special episode. What I'm going to be talking about today is where the name the We and Me came from, and I'm going to share a little bit more about us. The name the We and Me came actually from one of my parts. This was before I was even diagnosed, before I had any idea what was actually going on in my life. I had stumbled across different sketchbooks and came back to all sorts of different drawings and writings and different things that I had no recollection of doing myself. Upon receiving my diagnosis some years after that, I had found a particular piece of writing again, and it was entitled The We and Me. Now through therapy, I came to find out what that was and who was writing it. For those of you who follow along on our blog, you've seen the section about my parts, and Bob was actually writing a book about all of the different things that had been going on in my life that I was missing. And how she explains it is the trauma after the trauma. And she called it the We and Me. And I think it's kind of catchy. So what I have here in front of me right now is a copy of some of Bob's writing and her manuscript and what she's been putting together under the title of The We and Me. I'm just going to read little snippets of it to you that she's allowed me to share. The We and Me. Silently suffering with no end in sight, she continues in spite of her constant blackouts. The next one is only a flash of anger or stressful moment away, but can they help her find the light before the next time becomes final? Dissociative Identity Disorder, DID, is a disorder brought on by continuous abuse in early childhood, sexual, physical, verbal, religious, etc. It is a severe condition in which two or more distinct identities, personalities, are present in an individual. In its most basic definition, these various alters, though we prefer the term parts, take complete control in an effort to protect the individual. In some cases, they take on more extreme roles and protect those around them as well. The person will have little to no memory of these happenings. Some names and locations have been altered to protect the identities of people within the book. These are their stories. Chapter 1. Again? Great. Where am I this time? London? Mexico? Maybe some far-off exotic city like Cleveland? It's always the same. Even a hint of frustration, and poof, away I go. Gah! I was doing so well, too. I almost made it to the 1 month marker. Well, at least I think I did. 1 whole month without a blackout. Wouldn't that be novel? I don't even want to think about the last time. Oh no, better do a quick check. Okay, no visible stitches. Hey, that's something. 10 fingers and toes still. 2 eyes, 1 nose. Oh god, I'm rhyming. Why do I rhyme? I better not cross head trauma off the list just yet. Is talking to yourself aloud a symptom of brain damage? Maybe that's only true if you begin to answer yourself. I must remember to look that up. Why can't they figure this out? I should write these things down, but it never seems to matter. I lose everything or forget where it's written regardless. The joys of being me. I can't remember a thing this time around. Let's see. Okay, think, stupid. The last thing I remember is... Oh right, snow! Now I'm answering myself out loud. This is just perfect. Snow. Nope, not wearing a coat. I don't think I'm cold. A light breeze rustles up a twister of trash. A far too cheerful bird is irritatingly pleasant in the park. While I'm in an open, well-lit park, the sun is shining too brightly for my liking, but things have been worse. At least it isn't too cold. None of this looks familiar. Again! Okay. No hospital bracelet. That's a win, I guess. Why can't they figure this out? Damn it! Here I am again in the middle of who knows where doing... Wait. What? Is that a Canadian flag? That's outstanding. Now how in the hell did I get here and how do I... Well, that's enough of that bullshit. Sorry, kid, my turn to drive. Now let's see if I can figure out how the fuck Jinx got me here. Okay, we were heading out to one of her shoots, conceited dumbass that she is. Yes, I am flicking you off, you melodramatic bitchy grifter. No talking to yourself doesn't make you fucking crazy. Only if you fucking answer yourself out loud are you Looney Tunes. You're the one answering me, stupid bitch. Now piss the fuck off out of here. Now where was I? Oh right, our northern neighbor. How the fuck did she manage that one? We didn't let her get a passport. We were so careful. Trix, was she able to get a hold of one? Hey, I have asked you countless times to call me Trixie. I detest your silly nicknames. Pardon me, asshat. Is that better? It has a presidential ring to it, don't you think? You're so tiresome. Aren't you exhausted yet? 2 decades of being you would have killed me by now. Silly asshead. 'Tis why you are not me. You haven't the edge, m'lady. I know what you're doing. Dearest madam, hailing from the asshats of the Southern Isle, whatever do you mean? Blow it out your ass, eh? Good luck figuring this mess out on your own. Oh, silly sad tricks, so easy to bother. Of course our phone is missing. Always as difficult as fucking possible, right, Jinx? If I could wrap my hands around just your fucking neck, I would choke the fucking shit out of you. Shit. It reminds me, Trix, what is it you do exactly? As far as I can tell, you just confuse her more. It's fucking irritating. It's been nearly 4 months since we were in Chicago. 4 fucking months, not one. Or is that simple math problem too fucking difficult for you? I can't hear you, la 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 la. I swear. All the time, we know. Shut the fuck up for 5 goddamn seconds, Trix. Christ. I'm trying to figure this out and people are now staring. Wipe the stupid smirk off my face. Yeah. Nice job. All your shit about making her appear normal, whatever the fuck that means, went out the window, huh? Yeah, I fucking thought so. Being a frightening freak is better than being a loon. Coffee house. Perfect. He's bound to have a paper and the time. Should goddamn want to be writers on a laptop, no doubt.
Have you ever pondered a less than condescending persona, Anger?
Don't fucking start right now, Lil. I only ask to better comprehend the answer. I don't know the time, but I know when it's way too fucking early for your questions. Look up. It is clearly after 10:30, but not quite noon. How the fuck do you figure?
You're exacerbating. Do you ever absorb any of the information I read for us?
Sure, kid. But the fucking sun placement doesn't fascinate me.
Nor I. But you're quite pleased I knew this. You can't lie to me. Furthermore, I would approximate from numbers calculations the time of day is 10:47 a.m.
Goddamn smug motherfucking little kid. She's the fucking pest here, not me. I gotta give it to her, though. She's usually right. Oh, joyous aroma of a goddess's coffee. Yeah, let me get an espresso and a cinnamon roll to go.
Please.
Why do you do that? Why the fuck do you do that? Seriously, cut that shit out. You think the coffee girl gives a fucking shit damn if I say please or not? Ma'am. Ma'am? Jesus Christ, what?
283, please.
Get rid of that shitty grin, little one. I see it. Just because some barista wants a pleasant patron don't mean I'm it. Ma'am, god damn it, what?
283. And ma'am, are you okay?
It's not funny, Lil. Quit your giggling, it is not funny.
I find it quite humorous.
I bet you fucking do. Frustrating child, god damn it. Oh, coffee. And my cinnamon roll? Mine?
You can comprehend that logically one mouth equates to one set of taste buds in one stomach, right?
You don't frighten me. However, the lady at table 8 and gentleman at tables 5 and 9 seem particularly terrified.
What happened to blending in?
The fuck are you looking at?
Nothing.
Murmuring is barely audible, always a satisfying start to the day. The cinnamon roll definitely helped. I can't even fucking enjoy my breakfast without being bothered. Hello? Hello?
Damn it.
Sorry, Lil. I'm just pissed off at Jinx again.
How does she manage to do this dumb fucking shit and leave me to clean it up every goddamn time? She knows you will.
Oh, so you're fucking talking to me now?
No, merely responding to your ill-thought-out and frankly unimportant question.
Ugh. I suppose I deserve that. Now it's about fucking time to figure out how we got to motherfucking Canada. Startled and disoriented, I freakishly swivel my head, absorbing everything I can. I'm in a dark and musty apartment, if you can call it that. 4 walls and a mattress, that's close enough, right? It's dark, grimy, and hell, the walls even look sticky. The smell is nauseating and I have to suppress my upchuck reflex. It is easier said than done, but seeing nowhere to spew my goo, I manage. This place seems dirty and frankly damn unpleasant. Who the hell even lives in a place like this? Yeesh, I need to get out of here. But first discovering where exactly here is seems important. Scanning the room again, I see a stack of papers on the shabby red cooler in the corner. Momentarily, I flip through a couple fashion magazines and a book on classic photographs. Not at all what I expected to find here, but they're the only organized items messed about in this tiny 8x8 box. I spy a small counter, mini fridge, and some sort of shabby door across from me.
I need to pee.
Shaking my pounding and admittedly confused head, I stalk over to the stall door. It's a door in the sense that there is a hole behind it, and it is blocking said hole.
For once, I'm pleased to find I'm utterly and completely alone. The thought saddens me, but I shake it off and finagle the rectangular hunk of wood from my path. I really need to go. Now relieved, I'm craving a Diet Coke for some reason. I hate pop. I'll check the mini fridge against the sticky brown wall. Gross, but who doesn't have something in their fridge? Shit. I gasp, coughing, and head to the window across the room above the mattress. I've never quite smelled something that, I don't know, pungent? Sour, bitter, and straight up evil. Yes, that's it. If smells can be evil, that is it. A cloud of what I can now assume is some malicious whisper of a demon sent to torture my nostrils has slowly crept from the fridge. Mission accomplished. The wretched cloud swirls past me and out the only open window. Covering my now frightened senses, I simper back to the stack of papers. Flipping through a few letters, I spy some marked return to sender, dear, and a very lovely penmanship. Well, that's not helpful. God damn it, Minnie. Shit. I barely whisper to myself aloud. There on the next several envelopes is my name. I live here? I'm practically shrieking this in my head, inwardly thankful I didn't frighten the neighbors. My neighbors, ha! I begin to think how I can possibly meet them without making them terrified of the crazy girl in apartment 204. Oh, again with the rhyming. Of course I reside in 204. Couldn't have been the crazy chick in apartment D. I begin to rub my temples. I'm exhausted and have one hell of a migraine. A bizarre dream about Canada and cinnamon rolls streams in my mind for a moment. This crazy apartment. I can't even begin to consider the bathroom, which oddly had no bath. Honestly, how does this keep happening? Calling a doctor. It's my phone. Well, now you've done it. Why did you let her see this? I hate it here, but at least I'm prepared to only enter when the rest of you make me. Jinx, shut the fuck up. I'm in no goddamn fucking mood to put up with your shit. My shit? My shit? Who do you think you're talking to? We only made it back to this hole because of me. Honestly, Anger, I've no idea how you get anything done. You're lucky I spoke to those people or we'd be rotting in some Canadian jail. At least I'm not some fucking stupid slut who can't spell her own name. It's J-Y-N-X, if you're curious. Fuck you. I'm not a slut. How can you say that, eh? Smarter than you think. Swoop in all shouty and piss and everyone cringes. That's not helpful. You're fucking kidding, right? We got the fuck out of there, didn't we? She's fine and home. We wouldn't have been in that goddamn mess if it weren't for you. I'm done. Screw you, you. Go ahead, you what? Come up with a fucking word longer than five letters and I'll leave you alone. Today. You egotistical, rapacious nag. TLO, don't fucking help her, goddammit. So what if she does? The little one doesn't answer to you. This isn't the A show, you fucking ass. I swear to the gods, I'm just gonna kill her one day. I need a vacation. Now we need to find another place to live. I thought she would see it this time. All those slow, subtle clues wasted. The books, the photographs. I mean, come on, damn it. Jinx, don't look so pleased with yourself. I see you smirking at me. Oh well, pardon my smirking, eh? I know how you hate us all, but like it or not, we're stuck here. Together. I want one fucking minute of peace, just me alone with my thoughts. Why can't you go the fuck away? Fine. You want some peace? Bye-bye now. Don't you... Well, that's better. What was that, eh? Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. What was that last bit you said? I couldn't hear you. Fun, everyone. Drinks are on me. Psst. Hey. Jinx. Yeah, what? Can we go? I'm scared. Too many people. Too many. We'll find Minnie a little bread. I'm busy making sure you can eat. Sorry. What did you say? It's almost too easy sometimes. A shy smile and wham, you're in. Yes, I heard all about your enormous shiny toys. Please, who didn't hear you go on and on and on about her? It's been at least 20 minutes of this yammering. I said, have you ever been on a yacht? Oh, great. This poor dumb bastard. Wait for it. Here it comes, her classic hair flipping giggle. Of course I have. What self-respecting lady hasn't? Is he seriously buying this? Look at this moron grinning like an idiot. Hey, buddy, she's not going to sleep with you. He's eating it up. How does she do this? I really need to figure it out, but this music is painful. Who listens to this thundering boom, boom, boom? Shut the hell up, Bob. Some people like fun. Well, you want to head out, gorgeous? Close your mouth, Bob. You look like a fish. Don't fucking wink at me. Don't fucking wink at me, Jinx. I don't think I should, not tonight. But tomorrow afternoon, you can take me to lunch. And cute fluttering eyelashes. This guy's unbelievable. How does he not see what you're doing? Bob make James. Go to bed, kid. Excuse me, gentlemen, I need the ladies' room. I'll let you make your necessary calls and arrange our afternoon. You can see your ass just fine, Jinx. No need to sashay across the bar. Bob, why are you even here? Shouldn't you be off somewhere brooding about how unfair life is or some shit like that? Hey, don't make me embarrass you again. Uh-oh, Jinx man. Why Bob make Jinx man? Go to bed. Go to bed. With you? Sure. Oh, please, I wasn't speaking to you. Go buy your little girlfriend a drink. She clearly wants you, and you don't sit high enough for me. Your damn outburst to a minimum. Time for you to go, and I to enjoy the rest of my night. Sorry about that. Now, where were we? Oh, I remember now. You were telling me about all the things you want to buy me when we go shopping after lunch. Men are so easy. Maybe I should touch his arm. No, keep it slow. The 40-plus crowd know that game all too well. At least he is reasonably attractive. Worldly and rugged with a dash of charm. Who doesn't appreciate a well-groomed and sharp-dressed man? If I were anyone else, his sharp jaw combined with that salt and pepper hair would have me swooning. But I'm me, so he's at least nice to look at. Those dark green eyes definitely help. The ideal target, really. He has just enough self-confidence and sense to make it enjoyable, but wise enough to give me a bit of a change. Under reasonable circumstances, I'm certain he would know insincerity a mile away. Well, usually. Poor guy. He's kind, at least. He lets out a booming laugh. Good. I'm glad you're amused. You're the most outrageous female I've ever come across. I aim to please. Well, what are your plans for the rest of the evening? Oh no. No. Don't look at me like that. Damn it. Nada. But what? Why are you being so quiet all of a sudden? Just tired, I guess. Well, why don't we... Well, I'd better be off early day tomorrow morning. Errands to run, little odds and ends to accomplish. A lady's work is never done. Hey, can I at least, call you? You seem a lovely gentleman, and I do so believe you have already successfully gotten my number. Perhaps I'll hear from you.
Yeah, you bet.
Wonderful. Now I must be off and get my beauty rest, boys. Thank you. Good evening.
Jesus Christ, I didn't realize I was holding my breath. I hate when she helps me. Hate it. Why do you insist on talking like that, Minnie? It's really no trouble at all, dear. Honestly, what are mothers for?
I don't know, Minnie. But, thanks, I guess.
Not to worry, dear. I'm always around when my children need me. Yeah, right. I find that hard to believe and somehow comforting. Who knew Minnie had a purpose?
Even though she's completely unhinged and delusional. Well, if pretending to be a pristine 50s housewife straight off the pages of the Stepford Guidebook are helpful, then sure, okay.
Now, back to our hole for some sleep.
Shit. Oh, my head. I'm not entirely certain where I am, but sitting up was a really bad idea. Jesus, God, fuck, my head kills. I barely open my eyes again when the morning light blinds me. What the hell? Why does the sun need to be up and so damn cheerful? Ugh. I better figure out where I am and get out of here. After glancing around, I see the same dirty floors and sticky walls as before. My apartment. When was I here last? Days? Hours a week, maybe? I really need to figure out a system of some kind. Doesn't quite feel like my apartment, but it must be. My mail is delivered here. I know that much for sure. Same nasty walls and emptiness. Yep. Welcome home. At least I'm here and not some new random location. Resting my head in my hands, I see a glass of water and two aspirin on the ground next to the bed. Well, mattress. Won't argue with that. I greedily gulp down the water and inhale the two welcome tablets. Hopefully that can help my aching body and throbbing brain. Feels like my brain is trying to escape my skull. It's a very familiar tune my head is throbbing to, but I can't quite place it. Some pop singer. I'm not sure. Ah! Who's there? Must have jumped a mile. A tiny tap interrupts me while I snoop around my own apartment. I know it's mine, but it just isn't, I don't know, home? It's still so unsettling to be here. Like I'm invading someone else's underwear drawer or something.
Hey, it's me. You alright?
A small impish sound on the other side of the door interrupts my inner turmoil, and somehow her little hoarse voice seems, what? I don't know, comforting? Well, let's meet the neighbors. Oh, definitely not. Hell no, I'll take it from here. Hey kid, you alright? It's Kiki.
I could tell by the way she knocked on the door. I probably shouldn't let her in, but I couldn't help it. That goddamn sad way about her always fucking gets me. Goddamn kids, I swear to Christ. She still makes me fucking uncomfortable, though I've no real idea why. She's small as fuck, dark-skinned kid, big brown eyes with stray speckles of green in them and braids down to her ass. Though they're not really well taken care of, but Jesus Christ, look at her mother. Nothing special about her clothes, other than they actually fucking look somewhat fucking clean today. The telltale dark circles around her, way too fucking wide for her skull eyes, spell out worry. What about what? Still don't have a fucking clue. Yeah, sure, I'm good. Heard some weird noises, so I told Simone to watch the kids and ran out. Thought someone might have broken in again. She's such a strong kid, man. It's really something to behold. I, of course, don't believe her when she recites these rehearsed answers, but she's an alright kid. Something's off with her, but I'm sure we'll figure it out eventually. Why else would we end up in a building with so many goddamn kids? The fuck is up with that mother of hers? Jesus Christ, what a colossal dumbass. Hey, you listening to me? Huh? No, not really. What were you saying? I said, where have you been? Oh, you know, around. Okay. Well, since you're all right, I'll see you around. Sure, kid. Later. Give her a small wave while I basically shove her and her attitude out the fucking door. What the hell is it about kids? Man, you can see right through people. Gives me the fucking ick all overs. If adults ever took the fucking time to give them a second look, it's easy to fucking see. Well, she's appeased for now. I don't know what the fuck to do about this, though. There's really something off about her. That's just a brief glimpse into The We and Me, Bob's book. Thanks for listening, everybody. We enjoyed reading it for you because, yeah, most of us were doing our own voices in that. If you're curious about more, please feel free to send us an email at theweandmeblog@gmail.com. We'll happily answer your questions. You can also check out more on theweandme.com. There is a section about us all there, so you can read a little bit more about some of the voices that you just heard if you're newer to our podcast and who we are. Thanks again for listening. We're considering reading more of her book as time goes on, but for now, she said we could just share chapter one. So we hope you enjoyed it, and take care, everybody. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Batman in disguise. I have a tragic story, and some people I despise. I have my villains, names and shadow, and the signs that will ensue. I have a history so hollow and a story to tell you. Eventually our hero boy, he forgets and breaks away. His mind wasn't meant for this, he's lying, he ain't okay. Eventually our hero boy will forget he has a soul. And eventually our hero boy, his heart will take the toll. Eventually our hero boy will take what he has known. He'll use his newfound strength to let you know you're not alone. Smile again, getting there was quite a bend, but
we hope you enjoyed today's episode of the We and Me podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or whichever platform you're listening on if you enjoy the show. Big thanks to Adam from Compulsive Inc. This is his original song, Rogue. Adam is a member of the DID community that reached out to us via Stevie's Call for Musicians on Twitter. So go check out Compulsive Inc. on YouTube via the link in the description box below. Thanks again for listening, everybody, and we'll see you next time. Bye! Bye.